Just so grateful to open our mouths and to express from our hearts these realities, Lord, this love and admiration. Lord, truly the words don't do it justice. Lord, but you see our hearts as we worship and adore. You see the love that we have, Lord. We just pour that out on you tonight, Lord. You're so good, so worthy. Lord, of all that we can say, of all that we can give, Lord, we just worship you tonight. Father, we ask that you would come and minister to the hearts of your people, Lord, as only you can. Lord, just bring whatever's needed to each heart, Lord. That doesn't lie within any human ability, Father. We know that. So our eyes truly are on you, Father. I just lift you up and pray that you would be exalted and magnified tonight. Minister and have your way, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, musicians. God bless you richly, each one. It's good to see everybody tonight. And this is first time for me up here, so it's a little bit different, but the Lord is good. I don't know about you all, but I'm very thankful. This has been, it's been good. And we're blessed to have this. And, you know, I think for temporary arrangements, this is great. So thank you, Lord. Amen. Appreciate the testimonies, Brother Derek. I love that. Just love to see the Lord working. Love it sometimes, you know, you just seems like you sit back and you just see him moving and you see him working, and it's such a, it's a blessing. He's beautiful. So I know there's so much to give him thanks for and praise. Yeah, amen. The Lord is good. Just a couple things before I get started. How's the Lord been working with each one of you? What's he been leading you through and taking you through? And I'm so amazed at his grace and his faithfulness. And, you know, I can't help but think of Brother Branham and how he talked about how many times a day do we fail him? You know, my goodness, he's so patient with us and so gracious. And, you know, he says, how many times a day do I fail him? Well, how many times a day do I fail him? Mm-hmm. You know, and I just even lately myself, just thinking, Lord, I'm backslidden. Lord, I'm, you know, we kind of forget about those terms. Sometimes we think sliding is, you know, down at the bar or something. No, backsliding is, my prayer isn't what it should be. My relationship isn't what it should be. That burning desire is not there. You know, all those things. So you just, he begins to stir up. Even that's his grace to bring that to us. You think, Lord, help, forgive me. And, you know, David, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Don't you feel like, I think we need that more and more in this hour, this day of darkness, the day of coldness and so many things that we're battling against. Lord, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. And stay in love with him. Stay in love with him. Do all that you can. And I'm always mindful. I'm always amazed, actually, kind of looking back in the Old Testament, the types and things. And one thing that's always been so remarkable to me is Samson. And you know, that picture where Delilah, she just wears him down. And that's what Satan does. Wears us down. Sometimes it's repetition. Sometimes it's simple things of life. Cares, right? Didn't Jesus said, take heed that you're not overburdened with it, overcharged with the cares of this life. So just even sometimes the most harmless things, it would seem, wear us down and put us to sleep. And it's that picture right there, where finally his head is in her lap. She combs, she pets his hair, puts him right to sleep. Think, oh, Lord, where's my enemy? Right there, watch out. Wake up. be aware of that. So just things that, again, things that I've been kind of going through, and hopefully that's encouragement or help to somebody. So I want to look tonight. So let's, before we get started, just faith. Trust in the Lord will take these things and just express it out in the way that he wants. I just had faith. So much on my heart. So bear with me, because I'm not necessarily good at teaching. I'm not aiming in a specific point. If you're holding on to the edge of your seat, well, what's the point? You know, tell me we're just going to start talking about faith. I'm going to read some scriptures, go over some quotes. I pray that it's stimulating to all of us, and encouraging and pleasing to the Holy Spirit. So with that, if you would stand with me, we'll start off with just a couple tonight. 1 John chapter 5. And verse 4. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. I like that. It's just, it's set. It's determined. It's going to happen. You're born of God. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. I'm so thankful for that. I want to just, while you're there, read that briefly in the Amplified, because I love that idea. It says, for everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has conquered and overcome the world, our continuing, persistent faith. I like that. Amen. And then just one more, if you will. Let's go over to Romans chapter 1. And we'll just drop down into verse 16 there. It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. You can be seated. We're just going to hold on to those words in our hearts a little bit tonight and meditate on that. The just shall live by faith. And again, bear with me. I wanted to go back over that one also in the Amplified just a little bit. Another translation here that's so beautiful. It says, for verse 17, for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed in a way that awakens more faith. I like that. This is alive. Okay, again, Amplified. Verse 17, for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed in a way that awakens more faith. And we're so blessed in this hour to understand what faith is. Faith is a revelation. Amen. And it's so personal. It's you and it's him alone. So again, we're going to a little bit broad. Maybe this might seem a little bit scattered, but I want to just look at that tonight of some things, some aspects of faith. Bold. Courageous, solitary, content, peaceful, all these things that you could ascribe to faith. Faith is absolutely in the right way of looking at it, right way of thinking about it, solitary. It doesn't need, it's you and it's him. It's that revelation from him, those angels ascending and descending. It doesn't need support from anybody else. It's rugged and meant to stand alone, happy to stand alone, to walk alone, because it's a revelation. It's an anchor. It's a possession right here that nobody can take away from you. It's victorious. It's courageous. It's content. It's peaceful. Think about all these things. Peaceful, content, because of the reality that rests in your heart. You know God is in control. You know all these things. And that's why the scripture says in everything, give thanks. Because you're so secure in him, so sure, so at rest in him. So this is what's on my heart tonight. And I think, again, as the world grows darker, and it sure is, hour later, and it goes later day by day, that what you possess in that faith that's getting given to you, so precious. Amen. It's more precious all the time. Faith that allows us to see into another dimension, another realm, and forget this one. And then, true, we got to forget this. Divorce it more all the time. Faith to see into another realm. Faith to hear a different voice, a voice that nobody else can hear. Two spirits, two kingdoms, two realms, one dominated by faith, another by unbelief. So constantly within us, there's this battle and this struggle. What are your senses? What are you being pulled into? How are you being influenced in this world? And what is he telling you through faith? What is he bringing you to? There's that struggle, that war. Now, as we get started here, just a couple, what I'm going to do, I say this carefully, just for fun, but I mean this honestly and sincerely. Some things we're going to go through and some messages to listen to. If you don't already have a really, really, really long list of messages on your to listen to list, here's some to consider. Here's some to add to the mix. So wisdom versus faith. That's one. A super sense. And works is faith expressed. Those are just a couple. There's so many more. But again, I wanted to leave that with you. You know, again, add that to your playlist, if you will. So we'll just go through some scriptures here again. Like I said, very broad. We're talking about faith, and I hope these things are a blessing. James chapter 1, if you want to turn there, you don't have to. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And what comes after that? Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Boy, does that sound like, little alarms going off in our head, little bells. Perfect, perfect. That's me. That's this age. So is the trying of our faith important? Is it necessary? Absolutely. Don't be discouraged. It's important. It's critical. 1 Peter 1, verse 7, the trial of your faith being much, much more precious than gold, which perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. How precious that is, brothers and sisters, the faith that he's given to you again, that revelation, so personal, so individual. And we'll just walk back. I want to go back just for a minute through what we read in Romans chapter 1, the just shall live by faith, because we skim over that sometimes so fast. And it's beautiful to stop and just meditate on that for a minute, you know, to think about that. A certain people, a very unique, very small class of people that was being described here, that's talking about. And it's good. They're identified how? We're identified how in that verse? Merit? Genealogy? Possessions? Good? No. One thing. One thing that you possess, and that's enough, and that's faith. Faith from him, because faith is a gift. By grace are you saved, through faith, and not of yourself. It's a gift. It's from him to you, and you possess that. And by that, the just will live. Think about that, live. That's pretty big and broad and all-encompassing. So what you have need of is faith to overcome whatever comes our way, whatever this age throws at us. It doesn't matter. Faith will overcome. Faith will rise to the occasion. And he knows that because he's given it to you. It's part of his own heart, part of his own mind. Amen. It's grace. Grace alone. The just will live by faith. Not merit, not ability, not will, not, it's not works. It's faith. The just will live by faith. I know that's seems simple, but and what a beautiful reality is, as the again, the prophet gave us so much in this hour to truly understand faith, real faith, not human faith, true faith, God's faith. We'll get into that in a little bit, but again, I would encourage you, go into the message and search on those different terms, the faith of God, his faith. It's your faith. We know in Romans 10 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So again, this takes us in a place separated unto him, eyes and ears, ears that hear, eyes that see. It's you and it's him. So that's where, again, I want to tie in that wording, solitary faith. The just will live by faith, not faith plus, not faith and other. The just will live by faith. Faith needs no other aid. It has that connection, that anchor, that reality in him. And that's what she lives by. No wonder the angel of the Lord loved that song, only believe. Amen. I just love these things. So faith is, as we know, has nothing to do with these senses, with this realm, with the natural. It's actually usually quite contrary to what our senses are telling us, what this world is feeding us. And that's the beauty of faith, is that it allows us to isolate it, to separate from ourselves, from this dimension, and to rise up through wings of faith into the heavenlies, to see what he sees, to see beyond this dimension. God, help us in this hour to rise up, come up higher by faith. You have it. You have the faith. Brother Branham, it's so interesting. I think this, how he talks about faith being dormant, you know, sometimes faith being idle, but it will rise to the occasion and it will overcome. It will see into that other realm and see what God sees. Amen. Because it is a revelation, it is a foretaste of the heavenly. It's a gateway to that other reality and a possession that you, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Faith alone. I like this. Faith is, if I can, I'm sorry, but I'm going to just hit at this age, this world we live in, because you hear so much of language and talk of like inclusivity and things like that. But faith is rugged. Faith is tough. Faith isn't worried about making everybody happy and hurting feelings. Faith is tough. Because it's connected with the reality of the one true living God and his word, and nothing else matters. Amen. It doesn't need company, doesn't need a support group. It's meant to stand alone. You and God are a majority. So you have inside of you that faith that's been given to you. I just want to, again, encourage you. You're so blessed. It's a gift. It's such a precious, precious thing. And I couldn't help but think of Jesus. He says, you know, I live as the Father has sent me, and I live by the Father. That's absolutely a picture and a pattern for every one of us. And how is it? How do we live? How do we live by the Father? And it's that world of communion, that world of faith. You and him walking by faith. Faith is a God consciousness. I like that. Not a self or world consciousness. It's not concerned or worried about this senses. Abraham denied himself, his body, his flesh, though it was dying and declaring death to him every day. Didn't matter. He was God conscious. He was conscious of that word and that realm and that reality alone. It's not interested in what other people think. It's not worried about upsetting or hurting feelings. I like that. It's tough. It's rugged. So I think just the thing, as we meditate, as we look at some of these things, I'm going to drop in and look at some quotes here, some things the prophet said. But just another thing that I wanted to bring out, just the reality of this journey, this process that we're in by faith, where we leave behind self and senses. And I think more and more enter into that world of walking in faith. I think that's something that he's working out in all of us differently, individually, in unique ways, but he's working in that out in us. Because as long as there's a mixture, there's this struggle back and forth between reasoning and what my senses tell me, and then there's this faith telling me something else. And so there's this constant struggle. But I believe, again, he's working us out in us and bringing us into that place where faith is dominant. Faith is ruling. That means he's ruling because it's his faith. It's him. So again, it's a process that he's taking us through by his grace. And just on that same thought, Romans 14:23 says, whatever is not faith is sin. So there you go. You can see how much of what's in me, how much of me is not faith. That is sin. So there's this cleansing. We've talked about it in so many ways, this process he's taking us through, moving us out away from self, out away from carnal things and influences, into a place where we're dominated by faith. Faith in us means him in us speaking, him in us thinking, him in us talking. How much am I acting? How much am I speaking and responding that's just me versus him? So again, that which is not faith is sin. And he's cleaning us, I believe, bringing us into that place where those things begin to fade and that faith becomes enlarged. So I want to drop into this because I think it just fits in so beautifully. We've read this so many times, but let's just appreciate this. This is from The Uncertain Sound. He says, and yet a man somewhere in him, if you could only let that little, as I illustrated, like a button. And there you go. This sums up so beautifully our walk and our journey and these things that he's working out in us. When a man is saved, that much of him is God. That's the little light that comes in to make him quit doing what's wrong. Now, if you can take away, here we go, cleaning out. If you can take away all the malice and envy and strife and unbelief out, that little button, like the light and power of God, will keep growing, 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 crowding out unbelief. And you don't do it by exhortations of bodily exercise. You do it by a sanctified, consecrated life that the Holy Spirit moves through you. I caught it. I caught some of it in a place, he says, not long ago. Amen. Can you say amen to that? Is he working that out in us? I believe he is, absolutely. Growing, pressing out self, pressing out my nature, my character, my habits and tendencies, and bringing in his. Because his, again, he's taken us away from that mixture. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we want the mind of Christ, and that comes through that place of faith and revelation. Amen. Enoch had this testimony before he was taken, that he pleased God. And without faith, it's impossible to please him. So we can see a little bit of a picture and an understanding what that might have meant, what that might have looked like, being in that place, even as I don't have it here, but perfect faith, living in that place, walking with God alone, hearing, listening. And we are, every single one of us, I believe, by his grace, experiencing that same. And as we walk, there's more of him. There's more of him that we're hearing, more of him that we're yielding ourselves to, more of him becoming expressed and living through us. Amen. Yep, the Lord knows. It's a mixture. Sometimes it's the inside man by faith that rules, and other times the human side that gets in the way. But the Lord's working that out by his grace. Lord, have mercy. Forgive me. I love this. Now, just as this is in spiritual food in due season, he says, I want you to get built up now in this holy oracles of God in the faith. Now, listen to this. The faith of this hour. So what is faith again? It's a revelation. It's given to you by grace. And you think of each age, the faith that was given to them for that age. And in this age, what an abundance, what grace has been given to us, the faith in this hour, the revelation in this hour through the word opened up and the word restored, and what power lies in that. See what he's doing? See what he's building up in us? Sometimes I think we're not even conscious, just sometimes, what is inside of us, that faith that's been given. But it'll be there. It'll rise up. Don't worry. Look at Brother Branham. I just, as an example, I love how he talks about the bull, the incident with the bull and the bees and those things. He was terrified, and yet something, he says, came over, something took over, and that perfect love was just there. And I think that's so encouraging for us. Those things are at work in us. He's working and leading us in those places. I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. He says, I want you, now listen to this, I want you to get built up now in those holy oracles of God, in the faith of this hour. The faith, it's going to take more faith than was it ever in any age. For this has to be rapturing faith, be taken up. And so we want you to believe tonight. Stop and put this all together. We want you to believe tonight in all that you have seen, heard, the word that you've heard preached, the signs, the wonders that you've seen done. We want you to accumulate all of that together in your heart and consider it, whether it be of God or not. So how did he start out? Let's consider these things. He says, I want you to get built up now in your faith. So let's meditate on these things. All that you've received, all that you've heard, all that you've seen, and let it accumulate in your heart. All in that little paragraph, because he's talking about rapture. He's talking about being taken up. So feed your faith. If I can just drop another little thought in there, feed your faith. The Holy Spirit inside you feeds on the Word of God. So again, here's this battle, the enemy trying constantly to distract us and to divert our attention. Be mindful of those things. Amen. Amen. So this is from the Queen of Sheba. There's genuine faith, but you must. Let me back up one. Here's the from Restoration of the Bride to your Tree. But in the last days of Malachi 4, Elijah's to come with the very word. The word of the Lord came to the prophet. The evening lights is to come forth and to restore and bring back what? Turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of God. I like that. That's his words. I just think that's so beautiful. Turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of God. So again, what a blessedness. What rich. We're so rich. It's his faith. It's been given to us in this day. Restored back. The faith of God. My goodness. So there is genuine faith, but you must come into a real channel of God to have that genuine faith. There's human faith, and there's the faith of God. And you must have a godly faith to believe now. Then to have godly faith, you must have the mind of Christ in you. That's how God projects to you visions, revelations, and all these things come by the mind of Christ being in you. Amen. So do you see how beautiful this is? This reality of him pouring his heart, his mind into us, that mind of Christ through faith, through revelation that's given to us in this hour. this word restored in this hour that brings these things to us. You know, what we possess inside, brothers and sisters, we're so rich. Amen. And again, it's meant for overcoming. Faith will overcome. Faith will conquer. That's what faith is. That's what faith does. In every age, in every circumstance that faith is given for, it will rise to the scene. It will rise to the occasion and overcome. So don't fear what lies ahead. Don't fear what's coming. Faith will overcome. Faith in you, his faith, will overcome. Amen. And we, like Abraham, call everything contrary to God's word as though it's a lie. There we go. There's reality. It has a different true reality, which is based on the word of God. We know in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7 says, we walk by faith, not by sight. So our walking, our life, again, the just shall live by faith. Your existence, your overcoming, your victory, your life is by faith. That given by God. And the senses, what our sight declares, doesn't even enter the equation. Jonah 2, verse 8 says, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. So we don't observe lying vanities. With faith, faith doesn't even acknowledge, it doesn't see it. It's a different vision, different eyesight, different reality. Amen. Now, let's turn just briefly to Matthew chapter 16, because I thought this was, this might seem strange in a way, but I want to just fit this in, Matthew 16, and we'll just go down to verse 24. Because there's this process, again, that he's working out by grace that is absolutely alive, brings us to a place of being alive in him, but dead to self. So faith overcomes the natural. Faith overcomes me, self. And so in a sense, you could almost say the just shall live by faith. And with that comes death to self. Absolutely, completely. Has to. So, with that in mind, Matthew 16, verse 24, then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. And by faith, you will. By faith, you will deny self. You will forsake, because that's what Moses did. That's what Abraham did. That's what every true child of God by faith did. Forsake self. Deny self. Die to self. Amen. It's there. It's in you. All these things, the potential is there, and it's happening. Amen. So no wonder the scripture says, labor to enter into rest. Resting by faith. Faith rests. Amen. Laboring to enter into rest, ceasing from our own works, our own self. It's got to go. All right, wisdom versus faith. Here we go. He says, well, now we find that these two factions or sources, one wisdom and the other one faith. Wow, what a battle in this hour. Wisdom, faith. And they versed one another since creation or in the Garden of Eden. There is children on both sides. Now, what is the wisdom we're talking about? Something that will not agree with all this word. That is, this word is the truth. It's something that will take away from the truth, expressing itself as a higher knowledge, more wisdom. If a wisdom of that sort come from Satan, his children live by that wisdom. And if faith of God, there it is again, faith of God came through God, and God is the word, God's children lives on faith. There we go. The just shall live by faith. The Bible said the just live by wisdom. No, the just shall live by faith. Not what he can learn, but he can believe. Amen. It dominates. That's the reality. So it rises up and calls anything contrary a lie. All right, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Can't leave this out. I mean, there's way too much. Like I said, I'm so sorry. I'm just very, very broad here. We're looking at faith, and just pray it's the blessing. Trust the Lord will stimulate and encourage and speak to your hearts. Hebrews 11, and towards the end, because this is just so beautiful. The whole chapter, verse by verse, we could absolutely spend time on everyone, but we'll go down to verse 32, because I always this is so rich here. And what shall we say, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also, of Samuel, and the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms. There we go. Wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong. There we go. Waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials. So in all these things, faith overcame. It either overcame the situation, the circumstance, or it overcame self. So whether they lived and conquered or died and conquered, they conquered. Faith overcame. Faith persevered. Faith was victorious. Looked differently in different situations, but faith was prevalent. And I believe, again, he's working in us by his grace, a process taking us to that place where faith, we're being cleaned out. He's working, taking us, as the scripture says, that working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. So he's subduing, he's getting rid of, he's cleaning out, he's circumcising the heart. And it's through faith. It's his faith. It's his work, that revelation. It works in us and does these things. Amen. Burly, rugged. I like how Brother Ram talks about burly, rugged faith. It's got hair on its chest. It takes over. And that's what he has for us. Let's just touch on a few more. I like this. This is so good. This is perfect faith. I was wrong. I did have something in here from perfect faith. But now notice, perfect faith is a master of all circumstances. So that's what you are made for, meant for, designed for. That's what God has for us. Perfect faith masters all circumstances. No matter what it is, it masters it. Amen. Just watch. When you believe anything, do anything, and you got faith in what you're doing, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the circumstance is, that don't have one thing to do with it. See, that's beautiful. Faith is his heart, his mind, the revelation from him to you. It's another reality, another eyesight, another vision, and all this passes away. It masters that circumstance. I like that. I don't have one thing to do with it. He said, if it's a room full of sickness, the Lord revealed this certain thing's going to happen. You just speak it and go on. Oh, just don't ask questions. Oh, I like that. Don't ask questions. See, the human mind, the human part of us wants to be informed, wants to consider and educate ourselves on the natural side of things. Forget it. Faith says it doesn't matter. I'm not interested. I don't need to know. I don't need to know the details. God said, period. It masters all circumstances. Well, if you do this and this, so-and-so, see, it already got it mastered. Faith believes that God will work it out. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he will do it anyhow. See, it masters all circumstances. Hallelujah. Amen. Just winding up. So a few more things here. Jude chapter 1, verse 20 says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, your most holy faith. How precious is this faith that he's given to you? Building up yourselves in your most holy faith, this possession that is so rich, so great, so much more than anything else this world has to offer. Praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Rise up, brothers and sisters, rise up. Come up higher, as the scripture says, by faith. More and more, as the hour goes by and it gets darker and later, faith will do that. You have that inside you by grace. His faith that is meant for this, his reality, his mind. Amen. All right, just let's see here. Works is faith expressed. All right, just a couple more and we'll close. He says, now quickly while we finish, to see the seed had a place to hide. God knew it, or we would have never given the promise to Abraham. Now listen real close. God knowed where that promise was going. I like that. I like that. He knew his word. He knew where that promise was going to go. And again, as we said earlier, faith, it's he gives that faith. He gives you that revelation of himself. So guess what? The faith that he gives you, he knows how it's going to perform, how it's going to act, how it's going to respond in any situation, because it's from him, the faith that he gives you. And kind of what he's bringing out here. God knowed where that promise was going to. He never even called Abraham till he was 75 years old, but he was his predestinated servant from the beginning. So was Sarah. I think we've quoted this before, but he says, notice, remember, he had no Bible to read from. He didn't have it as easy as we have today to read this word and see others who've took it. Remember, he only had it by revelation. He only had it by revelation, faith, revelation. And that's the real thing. That's the real thing. He only had it by faith. What did he have by faith? What is he talking about? So just to recap, Abraham, what did he have by faith? He didn't have this written word. He had from God a revelation. He had faith given to him, and that's the real thing. So as my body gets older and this and that does not have one thing to do with it, he only had it by faith, and that's the real thing. I think he's moving us and will be moving us more and more into that place all the time. Amen. He says, same as it was by Joseph in Genesis. There was no Bible. Remember, Moses wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy. None of the characters in there had any Bible to read till Moses. Is that right? They didn't have a word that we got to help us in our crippled condition. Help us, Lord. They were rugged men. There we go. Who was revealed to them by God, and they stood right there. Nothing moved them. Now you see yourselves in these things because you possess within you, by his grace, faith just like they did. Brother Branham makes it very clear. These men weren't special. There was nothing special about Abraham. There was nothing special about Elijah. Was a man subject to like passions. All these things they have, you have inside that faith, that seed of he's placed there. One more. This is from a super sense. He says, now in giving this illustration of the senses, the natural man is born with these senses, so they are nature-given senses. And that's the only thing he'll ever know about in his intellectual thinking. He says he can only think as a man, he can see as a man, he can understand as a man, he can hear as a man. But, here we go, when he becomes, I like what he says here, when he becomes governed or regenerated, or what we would call born again. Now, I like to take that all together. When he becomes, you could kind of interchange these. When he becomes governed or regenerated, or what we would call born again, then that sixth sense, pardon? Governed, he starts out, when he becomes governed. And I think that's exactly what faith is and what faith does and what he gives it for. And what it's meant for is you are meant to be governed by faith, governed by him. Not by this realm. So we'll watch. I believe again he's moving us in that direction. Or as we would call it, born again, then that sixth super sense takes a hold of him. In doing so, that super sense raises him up to a spot where he has faith to believe things that he could not hear, could not see, understand things that he could not understand. Sorry, he believes it anyhow because he's governed by that sixth sense, that super sense. Oh, how marvelous it is to know, to think how simple it is. There you go. See, we sometimes overcomplicate things. How simple it is to believe it. Now, you cannot believe it until you're regenerated. Wow. Thank you, Lord. So again, that's him, his life, his faith coming in through that new birth. And the Bible said, no man can call Jesus the Christ only by the Holy Ghost. We went through that last week. Amen. He goes on there. But just, we'll stop there and just pray somehow these things will just, encouragement and a blessing, like I said, just faith, faith, faith on my heart. The just shall live by faith. What a blessing you have. What a possession inside your souls. How precious this most holy faith that you've been given in this hour. It is meant to overcome. It is meant to conquer. Amen. It will rise to the occasion. You have what you have need of inside you, brothers and sisters. Watch out for those faith blockers, those things that hinder. Watch out for your enemy who tries to get your eyes and get you stuck and glued into the natural. You're meant to be governed. You're meant to be ruled by another dimension, another realm. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for your amazing grace, Lord. This faith that you've given to us, Lord, it's your faith. We weren't looking for it. We weren't expecting it. We find ourselves as most unworthy recipients, Lord. And we give you thanks. It's so precious, Lord, this avenue by which you reveal your secrets down into our hearts, Father, and that becomes our reality. Father, I believe you're training us and working us in us by grace and into a place where we, all unbelief, all that which is not faith is cleaned out, Lord. And you in us, your faith in us can govern and rule and guide and truly master all circumstances. Lord, just minister, I pray, into the hearts of your people. Quicken these things. Would you express them and teach them as you desire and be lifted up, Lord. We just dedicate ourselves to you now, the remainder of this service and this evening, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. We've talked about faith. Let's sing about faith. Would you stand with me? Let's, living by faith. What number is that? 24, in the Only Believe. Oh, I like that. Each one of these words, it's so fitting, so precious. Let's think about this as we're singing this through tonight. I care not today what the morrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith. Trusting, confiding in his great love. From all harm saved, in his sheltering arms. I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Though tempests may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of light, I'm never alarmed at the overcast sky. master looks on at the strife, living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love, from all harm saved in his sheltering arms. I'm living by faith and feel no I know that he safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why then I then care, though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side, living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love, from all harm saved in his sheltering arms. I'm living by faith and feel no some sweet day, our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore, living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding and feel no alarm. Amen. Just one more if we could. I don't know if we could we sing Wings of Faith. Out on Grace Ministries, by the way, so if anybody wants to, you can follow along on your phone. What's your need? What's your cry? What's your mountain much too high? Speak the word of God, and by set your wings to the winds of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle, it's by grace. Set your wings to the winds of faith. watch the eagle in the sky. He does not struggle, he does not strive, for the power that makes him rise is already in the sky. So set your wings to the winds of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle, it's by grace. Set your wings to the winds of faith. Sing that chorus one more time. So set your wings to the winds of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle, it's by grace. To the winds of faith. Amen. What beautiful, true words. For the power that will make you rise is already inside you. Amen. Amen. Dad, would you come and close?
Brothers and sisters, this is not just a little service, not just a time set aside. This is our life.
Amen.
It's more important than anything in this realm. It's more, Job said, the word of God is more than, to me, than my necessary food. Everything around us is collapsing. I just felt led again today to listen to the message, world falling apart. He says, God has his way, and his way is his word, and his way is his channels. And right after the seals, that's the first thing he preached. And he said, they've rejected it, they've turned it down, and now it's falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, brothers and sisters, there's one thing that will not fall apart. That's the revelation in the Word of God that's in your heart.
Amen.
Fly into those unknown places with Him with that. Heavenly Father, help us with these things. Oh, not just tonight. Every minute of every day in communion with You and fellowship with You. Praying without ceasing. Father, there's a soul that's from You that belongs only in those realms. It doesn't belong to anyone. But You've given us a spirit and directions, even that. Let faith rule through my conscience and my reason and Your revelation, Father, and my memory and my imagination and everything, Lord. We are to be governed. Thank You, Lord, for that. We only want to be governed by You. So we lift ourselves up before Your throne of grace, Lord. Right as we're praying this, I got so many on our hearts. We lift them up before You. Oh, Lord, so many still in need of that token, in need of the life of the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, You know our hearts, every one of us. Finish Your work, Lord. Finish it in us that we can reach out and help those around us, those You put in our world, Lord. Grant it.
Amen.
May this bring glory to Your precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, brothers and sisters. You're dismissed.